A very warm welcome to prayer this Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent. I want to acknowledge our new brothers and sisters who are joining us from St. Joseph Parish in Mendham, New Jersey, where I just finished a beautiful parish mission. Oh, so nice to have you with us, brothers and sisters. Welcome. And speaking of welcome, Bishop Barron begins today, sharing a reflection with us each month. So, you see, friends, when I say God is good, I mean God is good indeed. And that is why we are together in prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Psalm 104, Great and All-Powerful. O Lord, how great and powerful you are, and how beautiful is the world you created for our habitation. Even before Adam was brought forth from the dust, or Eve from Adam's rib, you prepared for them a place in which to live and grow.
And everything they saw around them reflected the beauty and power of the living God. There was clean air, pure water from snow-capped mountains. The skies shone with a million lights, and the land brought forth flowers and fruits.
And every part of the land, and the waters that covered the earth, and the skies that look down on the land, were filled with amazing forms of life. The world was vibrant and alive.
But it was only upon the heart of human creatures that you imprinted your image. And these creatures, in their short stay on this world, were appointed to be your co-workers. Your creative activity has never ceased. It continues in and through their lives.
O Lord, how great and all-powerful you are, and how beautiful is the world you created for our habitation. May we always honor and care for it, and so give you thanks.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
As I mentioned earlier, we welcome Bishop Barron to our prayer community today. And instead of the usual reflection on Scripture, we thought one on the pillars of Lent would be appropriate. And so today is his first reflection on the first pillar of Lent, prayer. Bishop Barron, thank you and welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It is an honor to be with you in prayer here at the God Minute. During Lent, the church asks us to do three things. It's really activity-oriented. We're asked to pray, to fast, and to give alms. So first of all, prayer. I always love John of Damascus's definition of prayer. He says, to pray is to raise the mind and the heart to God. To raise the mind and the heart to God. Think of, in the course of our day, we're preoccupied with so many different things, right? Our job, our family, are we achieving our goals? Are we getting ahead? Why did that person insult me? Am I impressing that? But we're obsessed with all these particulars, and that's okay. But the trouble is, in that process, we rarely raise our minds and hearts to God. Prayer is a kind of friendship with God. It's cultivating a relationship with God. Not leaving behind everything else in our lives. In fact, all of that should be related to God. But prayer is explicitly tuning in to our friendship and relationship with God. So during Lent, we are asked to pray more intensely, to pick up our game in regard to prayer. You know, the spiritual writer Thomas Merton was asked one time, what's the best thing I can do to improve my life of prayer? And Merton responded, take the time. And I've always loved that. It wasn't something esoteric. He just said, take the time. It's like if you're trying to cultivate a friendship with someone and you never spend time with that person, you never see him or her, you never call him or her, etc. Well, you're not really friends, are you? You don't take the time to be with that person. Same with God. So Lent, we take the time to cultivate our friendship with the Lord. Now, how do you do it? Well, there are a thousand ways to pray. And a lot of that depends upon your own personality, your own style. I'll make a couple of suggestions. The Rosary Prayer, one of my favorites. I bet most of you listening to me right now have a rosary around the house somewhere. Maybe your mom had it or your grandmother had it. Maybe it's sitting in a drawer somewhere gathering dust. Maybe it's hanging from the rearview mirror of your car. Get that rosary out during Lent and pray it every day. I guarantee you, your life will change. Pray the rosary during Lent. I'm a great advocate of the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's the entire prayer. But you say it over and over again, maybe in the course of 5 minutes, maybe in the course of a half hour, maybe if you become a monk in the Eastern Christian traditions, all day long. But the Jesus Prayer is a great way of simply focusing our minds and hearts on the Lord. Get the little book called The Way of a Pilgrim if you wanted to read about the spirituality around this prayer. You know, something as simple as meditation. Meditation has taken a few minutes maybe at the beginning of your day, middle of your day, end of the day. Reflect on the gospel for that day. Maybe simply put yourself in the presence of God. Lord, here I am. Guide me today. Lord, show me your will today. Lord, I want to love you more deeply today. I love Francis de Sales, who recommended to his listeners, you should meditate a half hour every day. Except, of course, when you're really busy, then you should meditate an hour. Pretty good, right? Meditation, a concrete way of raising our minds and hearts to God, is a wonderful way to pray. Whatever you're currently doing in your life of prayer, intensify it this Lent. Raise your mind and heart to God.
Let us pray. O God, who created me, you offer me new life through your Son and through the gift of your sacraments. While I see new life around me, I don't always recognize the new life that you offer me. Help me to grow this Lent in an awareness of the many gifts you place in my life and in a greater appreciation of your care. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Before we go, a quick update on our almsgiving, alms sharing. As I mentioned Monday, we finally did get some information and video and images from our parish that we're helping in Kenya. So I got those, I'm assembling them now, and we will get them to you via email later today, or I promise at the latest tomorrow. So we keep sharing our blessings in our almsgiving, no doubt. And we'll see how that blesses those who are in such need. Thank you, friends. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. And may the Spirit and the love of God hold you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go with God. God is good. And we will see you tomorrow.